to Ferguson, Missouri, outside St. Louis, where tensions continue to run high after that Saturday shooting of a young black 18-year-old named Michael Brown. Last night, police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse a crowd that had gathered in front of a local convenience store that was burned by angry looters on Sunday. The NAACP held a community forum last night to try to ease some of those tensions, and John Gaskin chaired that forum. He's a member of the St. Louis County NAACP and a member of the National Board of Directors. John, what was brought up at the forum last night, and what's on people's minds there?
First of all, last night's forum was the first event after the shooting that was peaceful, that did not end up with anyone being arrested, that did not end up with rioting or looting starting hours after it. Last night was very peaceful, and if you realize from the news, last night's looting that took place was much milder than it was the other night. And we believe that our event had some impact with it because it left people with kind of a charge. It left people engaged. It provided some answers, and it allowed people to vent. And it allowed people to, you know, to really reinforce our message that we don't want people to cripple their communities economically by tearing down the infrastructure.
Well, when you say it allowed people to vent, what were people saying? What were people's gripes?
So a lot of people had questions about the process. I think a lot of people were frustrated because they don't understand the process. And so although the NAACP is not an organization that may be standing on top of SUVs yelling, you know, justice, no peace, rest assured that we are working for justice. And so a lot of people have questions, you know, what's next? What is the bigger picture? What is the bigger plan for the NAACP? For other people, how can they help us if they're not here? What can they do within their communities? What can celebrities that have kind of tweeted out different things about showing support, what can they do on the ground in their communities?
Well, do you personally believe that race played a role in the death of Michael Brown?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, first of all, we got to do something about guns. That's why a lot of police officers are in fear. It is because of guns, and you know, guns can kill you, and so I can certainly see why you would be in fear of those kind of devices. We've got to look at that. That's a greater policy window here that Congress needs to, and state legislators really need to take advantage of here. And I believe that race had a lot to do with it, but like I said, this police culture, you've got a lot of police forces now in today's world that are shooting first multiple times and asking questions later. You know, whatever happened to the basic rule that firing your weapon, charging your weapon, is a last result of defense? And so, you know, one of the questions that has been begged last night is what could have been done if there was a confrontation? Aren't there other options on how to stop the young man if there was an altercation, whether it was he be tased, whether he be shot in the leg or in the arm? But to be shot multiple times is unacceptable, and it begs the question even larger, as I've spoken with national leaders across the country, is we're tired of continuing to hear about police brutality cases across the country. We look at Eric Garner last month. We're less than 30 days out from that incident.
Eric Garner, who was killed after being put in a chokehold by police in New York.
An illegal chokehold for supposedly, allegedly, still, that hasn't been proven, selling individual cigarettes. We look at Trayvon Martin. We just reached the one-year anniversary of that verdict. The list goes on and on. There's even cases of folks being killed by police that have not received national news. We had a lot of people last night that said, oh, you know, my cousin in Chicago was a victim of this same kind of thing, or my cousin in Los Angeles, you dealt with this, or my sister's friend and such dealt with this. And so these people aren't being dishonest. They're telling the truth. There are a lot of cases dealing with police violence that have not been dealt with.
Well, what about in Ferguson, though? What is the backstory that people outside of the St. Louis area should know about race relations generally there?
It's my understanding that within Ferguson there are some racial divisions, as well as some other municipalities within St. Louis County that certainly need to be rectified and dealt with in the proper way. But I think the biggest way to deal with those is addressing the problem hand on. And the root of the problem is reestablishing accountability and trust within law enforcement within that neighborhood. The folks have to feel like they can trust the police. And right now that's at an all-time low. And I think it's going to be quite some time until residents within that community feel safe and feel like they can trust the officers.
That's John Gaskin with the St. Louis County NAACP. He's also a member of the National Board of Directors. John Gaskin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.